When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus, assuming you've been here before. My name is Cliff.
Hello, and I'm Frankly Adams.
Frankly Adams, oh nice. Frankly?
Yeah.
Or Frankly Frank Lee Adams?
No, Frankly.
Okay, like Frankly, Mr. Frank. Frankly.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. That's me. Okay. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I haven't spoken to you for a couple of weeks. We had a week off for various reasons. I just was unable to do it. And you...
I was also unable to do it.
You were taking your son on his birthday to watch the Sunderland game get promoted. Is that right?
That's pretty much it. I was drinking then, so I couldn't answer. But yeah, pretty much. Sunderland got promoted and got promoted at Wembley and that. That's amazing, isn't it?
Did Lennon have a good time?
I didn't actually go to the match. I did, however, drop him off at 4 o'clock in the morning at the Stadium of Light.
Well, so good, Dad.
It felt like I was good.
I'll take you to the Stadium of Light, son, but you'll have to make your own way from there.
That's as far as I'm going.
Yeah, I think, how old are you now? 16?
16, surely you can make it there.
You're a grown man. About time you spread your wings. No, but I can assure you,
there was nothing more stressful than the week leading up to him going to Wembley. It was just, have you got your ticket? Well, yeah, I've put it in my room. Well, where is it then? Well, it was here. Oh. It was the most stressful time of my life, but I'm over it now.
Okay.
Fine.
Oh, you're on the Carlsbergs?
Yeah, what you want? What's that like? Two dogs?
Smash. Citra. It's a Serbian. It's Serbian lager.
Serbian lager? Lovely. That's very nice. Does it taste like potatoes?
Dumplings.
Dumplings. Nice one.
I'll just warn you, if I disappear quickly, I've got the Ben's baby monitor right next to the screen because Jane's gone out of the gym. And I need to keep an eye on whether she wakes up or not.
I can imagine that being quite off-putting.
It is because it keeps going on and off, so I'll try and ignore it.
Yeah, just switch it off. I mean, oh wait, man, she can look after herself. How old's she now?
Two and a half.
See, just take a leaf out of my book, man. So, what you been doing in that?
I've been doing a lot. I beat a Belgium. That was one of the reasons I couldn't do it last week. I went to Belgium.
Yes,
it was a work trip. You know, I don't talk about work very much on here, but it was a work trip to Belgium. It was very nice. It was busy with work, but got to
Did
go.
Did you see any diamonds?
No, I didn't. Well, that's apparently their number one trade outside of ridiculously strong beer, I think. So, first place
An expensive beer, was it?
It was quite expensive, to be honest. But the first place I went to, said, oh, I haven't tried that beer before. You're a good choice, sir. It's my favourite. I'll get you that. It was only a 330 mils, but in like a wine glass kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I was like, oh, that was nice, but it was a lot. So, you know, I'll try one of these ones. You know, like a Duvel, an 8.5%. He went, oh, something not so strong this time, sir. I was like, what the fuck?
What was it? Fucking Kestrel Super Strength or something, like, you've been getting?
it was called like Castellet or something like that, but it was like fucking 10.5%.
It's Kestrel like Super Strength. That's where it is. And they've put that, that was the good. Fancy names on it, haven't they?
I tell you what, I haven't been to Belgium before. The first place we went wasn't like, it was just a little village somewhere. And then we went to Brussels the day after. What a wonderful, magical place. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Any sprouts?
No sprouts. Just called sprouts there, of course.
They don't want to be tarnished with their, with anything to do with sprouts. No. Don't stick our name on it. What you done that for? It's because you keep getting invaded. That's why.
It was good. It was very, very good. Like a beautiful city and a lovely Hard Rock Cafe. I sent you a picture of John Entwistle's boots.
You did. The Ox is books. Andy's he's fetching jacket.
It was a sparkly jacket as well,
Was, I don't know how he played the bass in that jacket, but there you go.
It wasn't stage wear.
It wasn't, well, it was just his normal going out wear.
It must have been like for the clubs.
For the drinking parties.
So yeah, that's where I was last week. And tonight, Brett, I've just come in from a 15-course meal.
That's ridiculous. You've told us about these type of get-togethers.
You can tell. It's 2 weeks. You can tell I put weight on because all I've been doing is eating.
Oh, I'm not surprised if you're eating 15 courses. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, when they bring out a pea or something for the first course.
15
here's your pea, sir.
15 different roast dinners.
That's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, not that I've sampled anything like that.
No, you know it was a very nice Indian restaurant. Very good. Anyway.
15 fucking curries.
Nah, but little taster things, man.
Taster fucking things.
A popper dom and then something else.
You're not going to fit on the plane when you come back with these 15 course fucking meals, man.
I've got about a month of this intense eating left. And then I'm determined to shift some timber.
Shift. What are you going to do? Are you going to get back on the bike? Sweat it out. What was was that thing that you were doing?
Yeah, I wear like a bin bag like Gaza.
Rotating or whatever it was called.
Yeah, rotating. Yeah, I'll do the Gaza. We'll put a bin bag on and sweat it out.
Hey, that works, you know.
I know. I
did that when I
make myself puke.
No, don't do that. But when I was jogging, I stuck the bin bag on. And that. And
on the outside or on the inside?
On the inside, because it's got to stick to your skin so that you sweat. But it works. Hey, Gaza knows what he's doing. Knows what he's talking about.
If there's one thing that Gaza is well known for, is knowing what he's doing.
And what he's talking about. So there you go. I watched the Gaza documentary, actually.
I didn't watch it. I'd read mixed reviews. That was a bit tabloidy. It was people from the tabloid saying, those bloody tabloids were always out to get them, but they were the people that were saying it.
Yeah, I mean, it was part of the story, but there wasn't enough of Gaza being the magical footballer that he was. That was kind of put on the back burner, so type thing, really watch it. Yeah, it was still okay because just, you know, I love Gaza.
I watched The Last Dance, Michael Jordan, Chicago Bulls.
What for? You hate fucking basketball. Everyone hates basketball. And do you know why? Because it's fucking stupid.
It's stupid. I don't understand. Stop the game, please. Stop the game.
That man's pushed that man over. That's fouling, obviously.
Stop the game all the time. Stop the game.
Don't touch me.
5 seconds.
Touch me.
Stop the game.
Traveling. You've been traveling. That's what it is, isn't it?
It's very good documentary. I don't like basketball.
I thought basketball was like that game on the Mega Drive, I can't remember what it was called. It was Bulls versus Knicks or whatever, where you could, the basketball players would get the ball and they would spin round 20 times, slam dunk it in. Hey, basketball's pretty good, man, isn't it? Look at these things that they're doing. And then you watch it and it's fucking crap.
It's all right, man. Anyway,
it's not. Have you ever been to a basketball game?
Once.
Have you? Was it good? You haven't gone back.
I can't remember. Actually, it was yesterday, so I haven't even had a chance to go.
Ah, fuck off.
It was a good documentary, but then last night I started watching a documentary about Sheryl Crow. singer songwriter.
Oh, I was going to watch that actually because I love Sheryl Crow. Yeah, yeah, she's mint.
She's very good. It's like basically saying, well, it's charting that career. Her now talking back, and she's saying like, yeah, well, you know, nobody took it seriously in that because I'm a lass.
Yeah, but they did though. I mean, Noel Gallagher and that bigged her up and stuff like that when she was out.
There's a bit of us singing with Prince. Prince fucking loved her.
Prince, Bob Michael Dylan Jackson's back in singer, wasn't she?
Yeah, like.
So that doesn't fit.
No, exactly. So, well, it was a bit saying like she felt like she had to prove her worth or whatever, but it's good. Watch about
but half so of all it. Very, fucking very musicians.
Good. All right, don't watch it then, fucking hell.
No, I like don't Sheryl Crow. I think Sheryl Crow's class.
Well, you've decided she's a whinger.
Yeah, she's full of shit. And she married that drug man.
What drug man?
The drug man, the bicyclist. You know that fella.
Was she married to Lance Armstrong?
Oh, always in yellow. Banana man. I see. Of course she was.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Right. Well, was that not in the documentary?
Not the bit that I stopped it at last night.
I didn't mention that at all in the documentary. I've been watching The Staircase I've watched the actual
the series version of it.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen the documentary in that. But yeah, it's good. I'm watching it with the wife. We're very much enjoying it. If you've seen the documentary, he's a very suspicious man. Yes.
Suspicious, yeah.
That man is a very suspicious man. And do you know what I like? Or I've decided I like? I like men who are very, very muscly but have very geeky faces. They're probably one of my favourite things.
Christopher Reeve.
Should I be frightened of this man? Or look at his face. He's very geeky, isn't he? I think I'll be all right.
I like about The Staircase was, so what if I'm having secret bisexual affairs? What's that got to do with anything? I don't know. But maybe it's just weird that you kept
that. They won't say that that's a motive.
Anyway.
Andy, didn't he push someone down the stairs in France or something?
Germany. So, Germany. A neighbor that he also was suspiciously close to was found in the exact same position at the bottom of the stairs. Just coincidence.
Well, I'm getting up that bit. Exactly. We've only watched two episodes, but it's good.
Is it good? Because I didn't know whether I would watch it because obviously I've seen the documentary.
You've already seen it.
Yeah.
It is good. Colin Firth's pretty good, I think. I think he's really good, actually. And then the last out of Game of Thrones is in it, which is unrecognisable. Sansa Stark, I've forgotten her real name, which is painfully thin. Well, you haven't seen Game of Thrones, have you?
No, but is it Lena Headey?
She's called Sophie Turner, I've just remembered.
Okay.
Which is a very boring name, woman, but... Well, there you go. We don't choose our names.
Brett, we came on, you said you had shock news. Yeah, we're 10 minutes in and haven't revealed it.
It really has died.
Has he?
That's very sad news, isn't it?
I found him to be a troubled-looking man.
I think he's fucking class. I love him.
What was the last thing I seen him in? Oh, it would have been that Newark, Many Saints of Newark.
Yeah, I watched that. I thought he was good in that. He was in it twice. He even played his own brother as well.
He's stupid. I think really is a bit stupid. Like, I don't...
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Like, I just think
really it's amazing, man. Good, I feel like he's absolutely class.
Yeah, he's played some amazing parts. I think ever since he got his brain...
The man's just ever died, since you're calling him brain, stupid.
Ever since he ate his own brain, I haven't taken him the same way.
Yeah, well, that terrified me. But he's really not stupid, man.
No, really, that's really sad. Even if he only did Goodfellas, like, what amazing. Exactly. That's sad. What did he die of? Do we know? Like, I just feel like he wasn't in a good place.
I don't know what he died of. Who knows? I haven't looked into that. Okay. But he has died. So rest in peace, Mr. Liotta, your legend.
Yeah. Well, anyway, forget about that. Bigger shock is, what the fuck was this thing that we've watched for this episode?
That was quite a shock. It's all your fault.
Really, okay, as always.
As always. But mainly because, like, I think I've mentioned the good old Mr. Teddy Ruxpin before. And I've said, did you have a Teddy Ruxpin? Because everybody wanted the Teddy Ruxpin.
It was the best-selling Christmas present of 1985 and 1986.
Yeah, which meant that we were either four or five when we saw it in Woolworths.
Yeah.
Right? In its wonderful display case.
Lovely. A trapped bear.
Can you remember that? Can you remember? Yeah. Can you? And it was moving and stuff like that. And it was like, it was the most magical thing I think I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. But it was, wasn't it? So obviously you wanted it because it was a bear that could be your friend.
It was a girl's toy though, really, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was. I think a singing bear, he could turn at any moment. I mean, you piss him off, he'll be up on that tree. Well, this is the
thing. He's an evil animatronic confirmed bachelor bear, isn't he?
Yeah, confirmed bachelor. Only 15, apparently.
He's
a bit small for 15, isn't
he? Very effeminate voice, hasn't he?
Well, if anything, I thought he was voiced by Michael Jackson, to be honest.
Yeah, I think they've tried to do that, right? I assume they've gone him a Jackson voice. Or it's Steve McLaren from Athletic Omens, because it's the same voice as
yeah. And he does kind of have a friend who's a snake, but not really a snake, is he?
No.
He's a caterpillar man.
Caterpillar with eight legs.
He's an octopede.
So this is a funny thing, isn't it? Because Teddy Ruxpin, the bear, is not a bear, is he? He's called an illipod, which is a made-up
not a bear
race, even though he's a bear.
Yeah, he's definitely a bear, isn't he? I don't know why they've made up that race for them.
I think that's where I've gone off. I didn't enjoy the cartoon because it was nonsense, but I went off it even more when I started looking into it and there are all of these different races and creatures of all different kinds. There's too many. There's far too many.
It's massively convoluted, isn't it? So we'll watch the Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin.
Yes, a cartoon version.
A cartoon version. And the first one's called The Treasure of Grundov, Bulgarian footballer, possibly. Yeah.
The treasure is a wig.
It is. They tried to do like a live action version of this. Mm. Right, and which I watch a little bit of, with like a man in a bear suit, but that was equally terrifying. That was really terrifying. That there was almost a birthing scene, Ruxpin's birth at the start.
Well, this is the thing, the story
distressing.
Not what I expected this story to be at all. Nah. So the toy was a talking bear, animatronic. You put a cassette tape in his back, and he told a story, and his mouth moved and his eyes moved while he was talking the words that were coming off the tape. That was it.
Yes.
And he also had a caterpillar friend, and the same thing happened with a caterpillar. He could do the same thing. Then they
made Grubby.
Then they made a cartoon from these characters and those stories that he was telling. So the Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin is basically taking this toy and made a cartoon series out of it. 1987, did this come out? 1986?
It came out, let's have a look. Yeah, 86 to 87.
Yeah.
But they managed to make 65 episodes in that time. So.
65 episodes of what? And they didn't finish, right?
Read
that. Yeah, they just didn't finish it. So it ends on a cliffhanger. Somewhat of a cliffhanger, it says.
Somewhat of a cliffhanger. I mean, goodness knows what that is. That cliffhanger. Who knows?
Could it be? I don't know. I'm not watching 64 more episodes to find out.
I've read a little bit about it, and it's incredibly convoluted. There's magical crystals or something. Seven crystals that do different things.
Yeah.
His father is
looking for his estranged father.
None of that's mentioned in this episode, though, is it?
No, the first episode, no mention that he's a sad young teenage bear on a desperate search for his estranged father at all. Not mentioned. The crystals aren't mentioned.
It's not. And I tell you wouldn't know what to look at him, would you? I mean, what a very kind fella he is, isn't he? Much like Michael Jackson himself.
I think my favourite bit is where...
He wouldn't harm a fly, would he?
He's an idiot. They're all idiots.
An idiot. He's too trusting.
He's hanging out with an old professor who all he seems to be able to do is crash an airborne boat. Like, it crashes three times in 20 minutes.
He does. He is very, very good at sticking sticks in monsters' mouth, in mouths, because that's all they are. These creatures try to get them at the start.
Yeah.
After they've had a good old bonfire and they've ate some roots.
No wonder they're so happy.
No wonder they're so happy. They're on the vegetation, aren't they?
One of my favourite bits is where the bear and the caterpillar are running away from some people with their like arms aloft. Just running, can you remember that scene? They're so entirely straight up
about that. That's how you flee.
It is a proper fleeing.
It is. But yeah, I mean, the whole idea of the start of the episode is they've got this map.
Uh-huh.
It's been passed down from generations and generations to Ruxpin, and they've got to find some treasure or something. So yeah. That's the idea of it, isn't it? Along the way, they meet that old man who's an inventor, uh-huh, who likes sticking sticks
in mouths.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's called Gimmick.
Newton Gimmick.
Newton Gimmick. Where they got the Newton bit from? Who knows?
Who knows?
That's just so clever. But yeah, that's the idea of it, isn't it?
And then,
go on.
I was going to say, but there's a baddie who also wants the treasure, but yeah, also it turns out wants the crystals that I mentioned. And he's a baddie. He's like a green.
But how does he know about that? Because we don't. In this first episode, we don't know that. Oh, he's got one, has he?
We don't know he's got one, but he has one. He wants the other six to make it a full set.
Right, and what happens then? Like the Infinity Stones, click fingers and that?
I don't know what you mean, but yes.
Hey, that was very geeky of us, that. What if?
Well, that's all right. You're muscly and geeky face, so...
Yeah, I am very muscly and I also have a very geeky face. So I wouldn't like myself, would I?
Yeah.
Although I do like those people.
No, you would like yourself. You do like yourself.
I would like myself. Yeah, I do. Uh-huh. Especially like me impressive calves.
Terrifying.
And I know you do.
No, I was impressed, but I was wary. I would say.
It made you sick, didn't it?
I don't know. Thinking about them again, I don't like it.
That's what you're right.
So yeah, that was that's it. They try and get this treasure. There's some tiny little creatures in the way. And then there's this baddie who's like a green lizard wearing very heavy robes. And he's getting tugged around by a little red monster. Like
they're basically mouths, aren't they? They've got no arms and that. They're just mouths. And you just disable them by putting sticks in their mouths. Or the treasure map, which the clever inventor does. He puts the treasure map in the mouth of this mouth. It's insane. It sounds insane. It is. It is insane. And then the body goes, I'm sick of taking things out of your mouth.
So the body is a good example of the both of them are just in every cartoon in the 80s. It's like the baddies are like kind of sniveling, aren't they? Like they're cowardly, like they hide behind the henchmen and stuff. And
they're not really like evil,
that.
Are they?
No, they just want like... They just want to get some money so they can stop doing the bad stuff. I think most of them, they just want to retire, but they keep getting foiled by...
Like Boris Johnson, aren't they?
Yeah, but to be honest, like, you should be able to get the better of this bear.
You really should. This Tristan Bear, right? This idiot inventor and this dopey centipede.
He's a moron, the centipede. Like,
he's a complete moron. He basically, I think he's voiced by Ram Man.
Yeah,
from last week, isn't he? But I mean, to put it into perspective, the baddie tries to blow people up with a cannon that always misses. So like the characters just go, oh, what was that noise? Oh, don't worry, it's just him and that castle over there. He does it all the time. He tries to blow us up, but he's rubbish, he misses all the time.
Well, it's so stupid. And the episode doesn't end, does it? It's like, oh, like next time we'll crash again. And it tells you everything that's happened in the next episode.
Exactly. That's confused the hell out of me, where it just said everything. Oh, we'll meet some mud people.
We'll meet some monsters. We'll land in the desert. We'll crash again. We'll have to do a crash landing, and there's an earthquake, and we'll fall in the ground, and then we meet some monsters made of mud. But don't worry, we'll get out again.
He won't say, and it's all because of this fucking inventor and this fucking centipede. I'm pissed the fuck off with him. I'm sick of them. Why not come on this trip?
All I want to do is meet me dad.
That nobody knows about. And I'm just in a robot bay.
Can you have a look at his name, the dad's name?
Nah.
His dad is called Burl Ruxpin.
But the Ruxpin name, it's very like Southern hick, isn't
it? Yeah, well, Burl Ruxpin, he's a
Burl Ruxpin, yeah. That just sounds like a Southern hick. Is he actually a country singer?
I don't know. He's a stranger. He's a hermit.
He's a hermit, is he?
He's probably like very close. He's just not coming out. So yeah, that's it. The only thing that we haven't talked about, which is my favorite part, is the song. Mm-hmm. Sang, written and composed by the same Phil Raymond or something. The same
Phil
guy.
Baron. Come on, get it right. Phil Baron. He's got the best second name ever. He's a Baron.
He also plays Teddy Ruxpin.
He plays with Teddy Ruxpin. He is Teddy Ruxpin. He sings the song. What more can you want from Phil? And now he's like some kind of preacher or something.
Can you remind us what the song goes like?
I can try. Come dream with me tonight. It's painfully horrible.
With me tonight.
It's awful. It's like reminiscent of one of those terrible 60s songs, isn't it?
I genuinely enjoyed it. Yep, never want to see it again, but I think we've exercised the Teddy Ruxpin demons, which is all we needed to do.
We did, because we're quite, we didn't get a Teddy Ruxpin. We wanted one. Warning fall, Wouldn't understand why we couldn't get one. It was fucking expensive for a talking bay.
I don't like it. Looking back,
but
I don't like
it. You did, though,
it.
Didn't you? But you did. And the fact is that he is quite sinister, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I wouldn't want him in my bedroom, like, just waiting to come alive. I think it's the problem.
Uh-huh. And he does come alive?
He does, so it could happen.
And they've brought him back out, but now he's got, like, digital eyes, which makes them worse.
Digital eyes.
Digital eyes, eh? Digital eyes.
I think you
can
write a song
that?
About digital eyes.
Yeah. To the pretty green eyes. A rave song.
Yep, do that, yeah.
Ruxpin!
Got digital eyes.
Ruxpin!
Have you got a quiz about Teddy Ruxpin for us?
No, about Teddy Ruxpin, but it's about toys. So there you go. Right, question one. This is probably shit, this, because I did very quickly. When ancient Greek girls came of age, it was customary for them to do what with their dolls, Mr. Cliff?
Cut their hair off.
Cut the hair off. That's very kind of you. It's very kind. It sacrificed them to the gods.
Okay.
There you go. Which toy was originally created as wallpaper cleaner?
Wallpaper cleaner?
Yes.
A toy. Plasticine.
Close. Play-Doh.
Well, that's what I meant, man. Same.
But... you didn't get it right.
I didn't get the
because you said it wrong. So no points for you. Yeah. Which toy was advertised as having over 3 billion combinations, but only one solution?
The Rubik's Cube.
It was the Rubik's Cube? Yes. Well done. But all you had to do was take the stickers off.
Or you could pull the things off, couldn't you?
Yeah, pull the stickers off. That's all you had to do. What was the first toy advertised on television in 1952, Cliff?
Oh. Was it swing ball? Is that a thing? Not swing ball.
Swing ball's a thing.
That's not what I meant, though. I meant like Skittle kind of thing.
Skittles? It was Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, was it? Well, good. It that's a good indeed. One. That I like that question.
Yeah.
And
good on, good on, Mr. Potato Head. There.
Are you a legend?
He is. Which toy was based on an adult German doll called Build Lily, a blonde bombshell, a working girl who knew what she wanted and was not above using men to get it?
Is this a toy?
Yes.
The German version was a toy.
I've just explained the German version, but the Barbie. American version, it is Barbie, yes. Well done. Last question. How does an Etch-a-Sketch work?
Magic in that.
Magic, yeah, that's it. Well done. That's it.
You was going to be magic.
It's true, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Who nobody knows.
Exactly. Some wizards made that toy, haven't they?
Well, that was good. I enjoyed that. I like toys, so I'm always happy to have a toy quiz, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go. Thank yes, you. We love toys.
Well, that was good. Ruxpin was bad. We'll have a proper episode with some thought behind it next time, maybe.
I know. People are going to be, this is going to be one worst rated episode ever, isn't it?
There might be
fucking
some,
Ruxpin.
I don't know either. People are tuning in because they're Ruxpin fans and we've just said it's shit.
Yeah, well, the toy's not shit. The toy was magical when you were four. Mm. It was amazing, wasn't it? It really, really was. I never saw one with me flesh eyes.
I think I only saw the caterpillar. Somebody I know had a caterpillar.
Nah, I can't remember anybody.
Somebody
who
I knew then, like I don't know now, has like got this.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. But not. I never saw it.
What about music? We've got music. I like this song.
We do, yes, we do indeed. We have a Manchester band called The Painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a song called Purple Sky by them.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, I like it. So let's play it. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Please come back next time.
Yeah, it'll be someone better than this.
Right, you're going to get your wife. I'm going to just be inside.
Get her.
You're going to get her.
What do you
her,
mean I'm going to get her? What do you mean
get her back?
Get her on the... What do you mean? How do you know me?
Retriever?
Me mountain?
What retriever?
She's not a retriever.
Okay, bye, Brett.
Okay, bye.
See you. Right all alone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.